Hallelujah, may peace be with brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 愿各位弟兄姐妹得到主的平安。
Thank God for guiding us for the past week. We can come to the house of God to worship Him.
感谢主带领我们过去这一周都平平安安，今天能够来到主的面前。
Today, the topic for our mutual encouragement is Let the light of God shine.
今天要与大家分享的题目是让神的光照耀。
Light is very important.
光是非常重要的。
Can you imagine?At night, when you go home, what is the first thing you do?
你可以想象一下，当你晚上回到家，第一件事做什么呢？
Of course, is to turn on the light.
当然是把家里的灯打开。
Because without the light, inside the house is full of darkness. You cannot go anywhere without hitting something.
因为如果没有开灯，你可能就看不清楚，撞到东西。
And can you imagine if there's no sunshine during the day?
你也可以想象一下，如果白天没有太阳的光
，Whole day is darkness. Everywhere is darkness.
整天都是黑暗的。
I think we'll be very depressed.
那可能会让人非常忧郁。
But thank God, God has created the light.
但是感谢神，他创造了光。
But when you look at how God created the heaven and earth,
但是如果我们来回顾一下神是如何创造天地的
，At the beginning, the world was not perfect.
一开始。这个天地是不完美的。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1.
我们请翻到创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
创世纪一章一节。
Let's read together.
一起读。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
创世纪第一章第一节。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2.
第二节。
The earth was a formless and desolate emptiness, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the water. So here tell us, when God created the world, what happened?
这里告诉我们，当神以前要创造天地的时候，那时候天地是什么样子呢？
First of all, if we look at verse 1,
我们先看一下第一节。
He said, in the beginning.
说在起初。
In the beginning means the beginning of time.
起初就是时间之前。
We live in the dimension of time.
我们是在时空的限制之下。
When God created the physical world, the first thing is He created time.
在神要创造世界之前，第一件事先创造时间。
And then He created the space.
然后他创造空间。
Because this world said God created heaven and earth.
因为接下来神创造天地。
So heaven and earth is space.
所以天地就是空间。
If you studied physics before.
如果你曾经读过物理
And you know that actually the world that we're living in, we are under time and space.
我们就知道我们生活的这个世界是在时间还有空间的限制之下。
Without time and space, there's no space, no place we can go.
如果没有这个时空，我们是无法居住的。
So time and space didn't exist before until God created it.
所以时空是在神创造之后才有的。
But at the beginning, the world was not that perfect.
所以在一开始的时候，这个世界并不是那么完美。
Because God has not finished the completion of the work yet.
因为神还没有完成创造天地的工作。
Let's read verse 2.
我们再来看第二节。
The Bible used 3 adjectives to describe at that time the status of the earth.
圣经用三个形容词来形容那时候的世界。
So first, the earth was void.
第一个是空虚。
Secondly, was without form.
第二个是混沌。
And then thirdly, it is full of darkness.
第三个是渊面黑暗。
Wow, so these 3 adjectives describe that before God finished creating the world, what are the status?
所以在这圣经告诉我们用这三个形容词形容世界。
But until when God finished the work, when God said, let there be light.
直到神说了要有光这句话。
He started creating and make everything into order.
他开始创造，就让一切事物渐渐的有秩序。
And then the world become the world that you and I are living today.
这个世界就成为今天我们所居住的样子。
Now we look at the Bible also is very miraculous.
我们看看圣经还非常的奇妙。
These 3 adjectives not only describe at that time how the earth was like.
这三个形容词不只是在形容当时的世界。
It's also described when a person inside the space, the heart.
也同时可以形容一个人的内心世界。
If they do not have the light of God,
如果一个人的心里没有神的光
their nature will be just like these 3 adjectives, how they describe the status.
他们的生命就会像这三个形容词一样。
Okay, so let's look at the first one.
所以我们先来看看第一点。
Verse 2 said, the earth was void.
说地是空虚。
What does it mean void?
什么是空虚?
Void means there was nothing.
空虚就是什么都没有。
The space was there, but there's nothing inside.
是有一个空间，但是这个空间里面什么都没有。
We know that space are created to hold something.
我们知道一个空间是用来装一些东西的。
For example, this chapel.
譬如说这个教堂。
Wow. If there's space there, but there's no furniture.
如果这个教堂没有任何的家具
There's no chair
没有椅子
There's no equipment
也没有任何的设备
And there's no people sitting inside
也没有人坐在其中
So this space is wasted
那所以这个空间就浪费了
See, that's why it's called void
所以这个空间就是空的
And can you imagine the whole earth and the whole universe
我们可以想象一下整个宇宙
If God did not put something inside,
如果神没有把一些东西放进来
or this earth, if God created this space but did not put human or animal or plant or mountains or ocean inside,
或是这个地被创造出来，可是却没有山川、河流，也没有大海
and this space are totally wasted.
那这整个空间就是空的，也是浪费掉了
Just like you buy a house, you want to fill your house with furniture.
就像如果你买了一个房子，你会想要买一些家具
and decoration
来装饰一下。
So that house will not be void.
所以这个房子就不会空着。
Now we talk about physical space. You have to fill it with something.
所以我们刚刚谈到的是一个空间，我们应该要放一些东西。
But there's another space that God created that also need to be filled.
但是还有另外一个空间是神所创造的，也需要被充满。
What is that space?
那个空间是在哪里呢?
That space is called a spiritual space.
那就是一个属灵的空间。
It's the space in your heart.
是在你心里的空间。
If your heart is not filled,
如果你的心里没有被充满,
your heart will feel the emptiness or the void.
你会觉得空虚。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
我们看到传道书的第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
第一章第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
One, two, three.
传道者说,
Futilities and futility, says the preacher, emptiness of emptiness, all is emptiness. So who said this?
那这句话是谁说的呢?
Emptiness is emptiness.
虚空的虚空。
Or in other words, meaningless is meaningless.
另外一个字就是一切都毫无意义。
Who said this?
这句话是谁说的呢?
Well, you may think that he is someone who is failure. He did not achieve anything. He is poor. He is broke. So his life has no meaning.
你可能会想说，这个人可能一事无成，整天都不知道要做什么。
No, this was spoken by King Solomon.
并不是这样的。这句话是所罗门王所说的。
If you look at verse 1, it said the preacher, he is the son of David.
如果你看第一节，你就知道他是大卫的儿子。
And if you look at the whole story, he enjoys splendor, might, and money, and enjoyment and pleasure.
你可以看看这一整章，你就知道他是一个国王，享尽荣华富贵。
He was the king.
他是一个国王。
And not just any king, he was one of the richest king or greatest king.
他不只是一个普通的国王，他是有史以来一个最富有的国王。
In today's term, he is like a billionaire king.
用今天的话来说，他就是一个亿万富豪。
He got everything he want.
他没有拿不到的东西。
His country is the biggest.
他的国家那时候领土是最大的。
His army is the mightiest.
他的军队是最强大的。
And the palaces is the biggest.
他的皇宫也是最大的。
Every day he can enjoy all the delicacy.
每天他都可以享用所有的荣华富贵。
And then he can call any dancer and singer to sing and entertain him the whole day.
随时他想要听人唱歌、看人跳舞，他都可以叫人进来。
And he have almost 1,000 wives and concubines.
他在他的后宫有一千个妻子。
Wow, what kind of enjoyment is this?
你想想，他是享尽如何的奢华呢
？You know, we work so hard. We just looking forward to one or two weeks holiday every year so that we can relax.
你想想，我们一年里面这么努力工作，也不过奢望的就是那一两个礼拜。
But Solomon can enjoy life every single day.
但是所罗门可以每天都这样享受。
He didn't have to worry about money.
他不用担心钱。
Then he should be the happiest guy on earth.
那他应该是全世界最快乐的人吧。
But on the contrary, Solomon said, emptiness is emptiness.
但是他却说出这样的话，说一切都是没有意义的。
His heart is totally void.
他的心完全虚空了。
Then why you ask the worst question? Why a person has everything? but still feel that his heart is so empty.
这时候你就会问自己一个问题：为什么一个人拥有了一切，他的心却是空虚的呢？
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
我们再继续翻《传道书》第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
第三章十一节。
Ecclesiastes 3:11.
传道书第三章十一节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
One, two, three. He has made everything appropriate in his time.
He has also set eternity in their heart.
Without the possibility of humankind will find out the work God has done from the beginning even to the end. He has said God has made everything beautiful in his time.
这里讲到神造万物按其时成为美好。
And God has set eternity in a person's heart.
并且神将永生安置在世人心里。
Wow, human being, we are temporary, we are not eternal.
我们人是不可能永远活着，是在这世界上非常短暂的。
Our body lasts on average 70 to 80 years old.
我们的身体差不多就是七八十年而已。
So every year you celebrate birthday,That means you have 1 year less. Actually, it's not that happy.
所以每年当你庆祝你的生日的时候，表示你又少了一年。
So we are expiring very soon.
所以我们很快就要过期了。
So, but God said He, the Bible tells us, God put eternity in humans' hearts.
但是这里说神将永生安置在世人心里。
Well, we are not eternal, but we long for someone who is eternal.
我们是不可能活到永生，但是我们心里很渴望永生。
Because we know that eternity is there.
因为我们知道永生就在那里。
But we don't know where it is or who he is.
我们不知道永生在谁那里，也不知道要怎么去。
If you do not know the answer of this question, your heart will feel very empty.
如果你完全对这个永生没有任何的想法，那你的心就会有空虚的感觉。
You have no faith. You don't know about God.
你心里没有任何的信念，你也不认识神。
You don't know where you come from.
你不知道你从哪里来。
You don't know why you're doing here.
你也不知道你为什么会人在这里。
You don't know after you die where are you going.
甚至也不知道自己死后要去哪里。
Then even though you enjoy so much luxury or pleasure in life.
所以就算你现在的人生是充满了荣华富贵。
But you'll be just like Solomon.
但是你就会像所罗门王一样。
At the end, you feel very empty.
最后你只是心里一个空虚而已。
When I went to Africa.
当我去到非洲。
Well, I look at the member, they are very poor.
我看到我们在那里的信徒，他们非常的贫穷。
On average, they only earn like $1 a day.
他们平均一天就只赚一块钱美金。
Maybe every month they have $30 or $40 of income.
一个月大概就三四十块。
They have no saving.
完全没有存款。
In their house, many of them live in village. They have no electricity.
在他们的家里面，因为大多数都在村庄里，也没有电。
They have no fridge.
家里没有冰箱。
They have no bank account, no saving.
也没有银行账户。
Every day they just go to the farm and earn something and eat whatever their income can bring.
每天早上他们出去工作，晚上就把这一份工作所赚得的钱换成晚餐吃掉了。
Most people are like that.
大部分的人都是这样过日子。
They don't think too much about tomorrow.
所以他们没有什么想法的对于明天。
The most important thing is tonight I can have dinner.
最重要的就是今天晚上晚餐有的吃。
If tonight I don't have dinner, then tomorrow I try hard, hope that tomorrow I can have dinner.
如果今天晚餐没有着落，那我明天更努力去工作。
But look at them everywhere, people are smiling.
但是我们看到非洲人常常脸上都挂着微笑。
Even though their life is very tough, but they always sing, their face, a lot of smile.
就算他们生活非常艰苦，但是脸上挂着微笑。
I ask them, do you guys have any depression in the society?
我问他们说，你们有忧郁症的情况吗？
What is depression?
他们问说什么是忧郁症？
Well, I cannot explain depression. You have everything, but you are not happy.
我很难解释，就是你生活上什么都不缺，但是你心里是不高兴的。
They said, No, we haven't heard about any depression.
他们说没听过忧郁症这个东西。
And ask them, anyone suicide in your area?
那我再问他说，你们有听过在这个社会上有人自杀吗？
No, we don't suicide.
他们说没有，我们不自杀的。
We try to survive.
我们想要活下去啊。
We want to survive and live and hope that one day our life will change.
我们想要活下去，每天认认真真，希望有一天生活会改善。
How can someone would kill himself?
怎么会有人想要杀自己呢？
They don't understand.
他们完全不明白。
But when I come back to our society, like Canada or Western Europe.
当我回到加拿大，或是看看欧洲。
Look at our society.
看看我们的社会。
We are the richest societies in the world.
我们是世界上几乎是最文明、最丰盛的国家。
Even though you don't have a lot of income, the government will support you.
就算你没有很多的收入，但是政府会有福利。
Nobody is lacking food or dying on the street because of hunger.
没有人是因为肚子饿而死在街上。
But look at the people in our society.
我们看看我们社会上的人。
So many are so depressed.
很多人都得忧郁症。
So many are even think life is meaningless.
很多人觉得生命是毫无意义的。
And then we try to use the entertainment to fulfill our heart.
然后我们就开始寻找任何的娱乐来充满我们的心。
Oh, you know what? They try to just watch everything.
他们想要在网络上看遍一切的东西。
And then they try to use drugs.
也想要用毒品。
Or use alcohol.
用酒精。
They try to fill their heart with all the substances that can satisfy their heart.
想要用一切世上的东西享乐来满足自己的心。
But does it work?
那这样是有用的吗？
If it works, then in our society there should be no depression.
如果有用的话，我们社会上应该就没有忧郁症了。
No one will suicide.
没有人会自杀了。
But the opposite happened.
但是是相反。
Because human heart inside the space there is a void, there is a space.
因为人的心里面是有一块是空的。
Well, that space is just like a God-shaped space.
那个空间长得就像一个神的形状。
Only God can fill it.
因为那个空间只有神才能够填满。
A few years ago, there was a very famous lady who committed suicide.
在大概几年前，有一个很有名的小姐，她自杀了。
Her name is Kate Spade.
她的名字是 Kate Spade.
If you're a lady, young lady, you go to shopping mall nowadays, you can still buy her brand name bags or the clothes.
如果你去商场里面，你还可以看见她的名字挂在一个店上面，是一个很大的招牌，可以买到她的包包、衣服。
She was the founder of that brand.
她是那个品牌的创始人。
She worked very hard. She was very smart, and then she built up her own fashion empire.
她非常聪明，她也非常努力的去经营自己的品牌。
She lived in New York.
她住在纽约。
She has a good family.
也有很好的家庭。
But who knows? One day, just spread the news. We know that she commits suicide.
但是有一天新闻报道出来，这个人自杀了。
Maybe depression, maybe other reason.
可能忧郁症，也有可能其他的。
She was very healthy before. She was not like a very old person and has no hope.
她是一个年轻、很青春的小姐。她不是像一个老人没有希望。
She has everything that everybody envy.
她的品牌很成功，所以大家都很羡慕她。
But she still find a void in her heart.
但是她还是没有办法填满心中的空虚。
So that's really just like what the Bible tells us.
所以她的故事就像圣经所讲的。
The earth was void, was empty.
地是空虚混沌。
Our heart is empty.
我们的心也是这
样。Without God.
如果没有神的话。
Secondly, this is the second description.
第二个形容词。
Coming back to Genesis chapter 1 verse 2.
创世纪一章二节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 2.
一章二节。
Here said the earth was without form.
空虚混沌。
What is form like?
什么是一个形式呢？
Form is when you look at something, there's a shape.
就是你看一个东西，它有它自己的形状。
Because without a form, there's no shape.
因为如果是混沌的，就表示它是没有一个形状。
Without shape, you don't know what is the purpose of these things.
如果没有一个形状，没有一个形式，那我们就不知道这个东西在这里是做什么。
For example, this bell is made of metal or of copper, metal. Has a form of a bell.
就像这个钟，它是用金属做的，它有它自己的形状。
With a form, then we can ring it and it can make sound.
如果它有它自己的形状，那我们敲它，它就会发出声响。
But if it's all like a dust or just a powder, metal powder is there.
如果它是像金属磨成粉这样。
Then what is the purpose?
那我们怎么敲响它呢？
So without form, this means you cannot tell what is the purpose of that object.
所以如果一个东西没有它自己的样子，它就没有办法发出它的功能。
When God created human being,
当神创造人类，
the Bible recorded he used the dust on earth to create a human.
圣经告诉我们，神是用尘土造人。
Well, what is dust?
什么是尘土？
You open your vacuum. Oh, inside there's so much dust.
你把吸尘器打开，就看见尘土了。
Every week, usually Sunday, we do vacuuming or cleaning the house.
通常我们会用假日来打扫自己的家。
Wow, you open it, the dust is very fine.
你打开吸尘器，就看见这个灰尘是非常的微小。
Do you know most of the dust in the vacuum are your dead skin, your tissue, all the things which is related to your body?
你知道吗？其实吸尘器里面很多都是人类的毛发或者是这些脱落的细胞皮肤。
So they become dust.
那这些其实就是灰尘。
But the Bible said, at the beginning, God used dust to create a human.
那圣经告诉我们，一开始神就是用这些尘土来造人。
Dust was without form.
尘土本身是没有任何形状。
But when God used the dust to make it a form of a human.
但是神用地上的尘土造成一个人的样子。
One head, two legs, two hands.
哦，他有一个头，两只手，两只脚。
Oh, they look like a human.
那看起来就像个人。
In the future, he can walk. He can do things.
之后，这个人就会开始讲话，会开始走路。
But without a form, everything is so confused.
但是如果没有一个形状，那看起来就很令人不解。
Then what is the purpose?
到底这个人是从哪里来做什么？
There's no order.
因为他没有任何的秩序。
Now think about our life right now. Is your life without form?
现在想一想自己的生命，你的生命没有任何的形式吗？
Yes, maybe you think that yes, I have a form. I have a human form.
你就会想说，是啊，我是个人的样子啊。
Yes, God has created us.
是的，神这样创造我们。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 4.
我们请翻到耶利米书第四章。
Jeremiah chapter 4.
耶利米书第四章。
Verse 23.
二十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 23.
耶利米书四章二十三节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
I look at the earth and behold, it was a formless and desolate emptiness. And to the heavens, they have no light. You know, at the beginning, before God finished His creation, everything is formless.
在神创造还没有完成的时候，一切都是那样的混沌。
When without form, it is not good.
因为没有任何的形式是不好的。
But later, God made it form.
但是之后神就创造了。
Even God formed us in our mother's womb.
就算神他在我们妈妈的肚子里面把我们创造成一个人。
So we become a form, a human with form.
我们就慢慢形成一个人的形状。
Let's turn to Psalm 139 verse 16.
我们看诗篇139篇16节。
Psalm 139 verse 16.
诗篇139篇16节。
Verse 16, let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
One, two, three.
我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日。
All the days were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. Here said, how we were formed.
这里讲到我们是如何被创造呢？
You know, when a cell was fertilized in the mother's womb, we were so small.
当一个受精卵在妈妈的子宫里面是非常非常小的。
But life is so miraculous.
但是生命是奇妙的。
So that's why the cell keep dividing, dividing, dividing.
所以这个细胞不断的分裂。
And after a few months, you go to the ultrasound. Wow, you see the baby form is started to appear.
过几个月，你就会从这个超音波看见人的形状。
Oh, the arms, the legs, or the eyes, the head.
他的手、他的脚、他的眼睛。
And the heartbeat.
还有心跳。
And of course, after almost 10 months, the baby will have to come out.
当然，经过九个、十个月之后，宝宝就出生了。
Because human form is there.
因为人的形状已经被创造。
But our true form is not this physical form.
但是我们真正的形状不是只有这样而已。
Do you know what is your true form?
你知道你真正的形状吗？
Your true form is the image of God.
你真正的形状就是神的形象。
Not this physical form.
不是外表的样子。
Let's turn to Genesis.
我们看到创世纪
Genesis chapter 1
创世纪第一章
Genesis chapter 1 verse 27
第一章二十七节
This is our true form
这是我们真正的样子
Let's read
我们一起来读
103 God created man in his own image
他的形象造
In the image of God he created him male and female he created them Here said God created us
这里讲到神如何创造我们
And he gave us a form
他并且给我们一个形象
Not this physical form only
不是只是像外表看到的这样
But we look like God in His image
我们是照着神的形象造的
Then we may ask, what is God's image?
那我们就会问啦什么是神的形象
is God, Does God look like a human being too?
神长得像人吗
No, God is a spirit
不是的神是灵
There's no physical form in Him
所以在他没有这个成型的一个样子
But He has love, He is love
但是他是爱。
So if you are the child of God, you should have His image.
所以如果你是神的孩子，你就应该要有爱。
You should be full of love.
你应该充满了爱。
God is holiness.
神是圣洁的。
In Him, there's no sin.
在他里面没有罪。
So if you are in the image of God, you don't like sin. You don't like have sin in your life.
所以如果你有神的形象，你就不爱罪，也不爱犯罪。
So this is the form of God.
这就是神的形象。
So, but the problem is, do today do we have this form?
所以今天这个问题就是，我们有神的形象吗？
Do you know why you're living in this world?
你知道你为什么活在这个世界上吗？
Well, everyone is so busy nowadays.
今天的社会每一个人都非常忙碌。
You ask them, why are you so busy?
你问他说，你为什么这么忙？
Oh, life is tough. Everything is expensive.
他说，现在物价飞涨，什么生活非常难啊。
Especially after COVID.Things become so expensive.
特别是在疫情之后，一切的东西都涨价了。
Rent and food and gas, everything.
房租、油价还有食物。
Some people not even one job cannot survive. They have to work two jobs.
有些人一份工作还没办法要做两份工。
I'm very stressed. Living in Canada, Canada now is different than before. It's become very stressed.
所以住在加拿大不再是那么轻松愉快了，现在很有压力。
So people have to get up early to work.
所以很多人要早起去上班。
And then work after go home.And then maybe another work.
那工作结束之后，可能还有另外一份工作在
等。Or have to take care of the children or do housework.
要照顾孩子，做家事。
And tomorrow go to work again.
明天又再去上班。
And then you earn money to spend to eat.
那你把赚来的钱去花掉，去吃饭。
And then after you eat, you have health, you can go to work again.
那在你吃完饭之后，你有健康，你明天才可以再去工作。
Wow, become very busy, like a spinning thing, right? 陀螺一样。
就像一个陀螺转个不停。
You ask them why you're so busy. I don't know. I'm just busy.
你问很多人为什么你这么忙，他说我不知道，我就是这么忙。
You ask them what is the purpose of your life.
问他说你人生的意义是什么。
They say I don't know.
不知道。
I just keep busy every day until I get old.
我就是这样忙忙碌碌，直到我老去。
This is called without form.
这就是讲到没有形状。
Is our life without form, without a purpose?
我们生命就是这样没有意义吗？
But if you know God, your life will start to have form.
但是如果你认识神，你的生命就会开始有意义。
Because you know, even though you are still busy in the world, you still have to do your job and carry your duties.
因为你知道，就算你在这个社会上非常认真忙碌在工作。
But your creator created you.
但是你的创造者创造了你。
He has a purpose in your life.
他在你身上有特定的使命。
Do you know why he created you?
你知道他为什么要创造你呢？
Let's turn to you, Isaiah chapter 43.
请翻到以赛亚书四十三章。
Isaiah 43.
以赛亚书四十三章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7.
四十三章第七节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
One, two, three.
就是凡称为
Everyone who is called by my name, and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made. Do you know why God formed you?
你知道神为什么要创造你吗？
For His glory.
为了荣耀他。
So if you know this purpose,
所以你知道这个意义的话，
your life is no more confused.
你的生命就不会再这样的困惑。
Yes, even though I go to work, but I want to shine the light for Jesus Christ.
是的，即使我每天去上班，但是我要荣耀神。
I want to raise a family. I want to Christ to be the center of my family.
我要建立我自己的家庭，但是我要把主耶稣放在我的家庭正中心。
If I choose to get married, I want my marriage to glorify Christ.
如果我选择进入婚姻，我要我的婚姻来荣耀神。
So if you have a purpose, you know you are.The image of God.
如果你知道这份意义，你就知道神的形象。
God formed you because of His glory.
神创造你是为了要成就他的荣耀。
Yes, you're still busy, but you have a goal.
是的，你虽然生活忙碌，但是你有你的目标。
You will not be formless.
你不会这样混沌空虚。
Now, let's coming back to Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, the third adjective.
我们再回来看创世纪第一章第二节第三个形容词。
Is.The world at that time was full of darkness.
就是当时的世界渊面黑暗。
At this time, especially talk about the darkness was over the surface of the deep.
而且这时候讲到的是渊面黑暗。
Deep is just like a valley.
就像一个很深的谷。
Very far from the sky.
离天非常的遥远。
We know that in the deep valley, whether it is in the sea or in the mountain, when it is a deep valley, it's not exposed to the light.
我们知道，不管是在山里面或是海里面，非常深的深谷是见不着光的。
So valley is usually mean darkness.
所以通常深谷就是幽谷，是见不到光的。
Usually it's very wet or lifeless.
非常湿，非常没有办法有生命的地方。
But at that place is full of darkness.
在那个时候就是这样。
What does it mean full of darkness?
那渊面黑暗又是什么意思呢？
That darkness is not physical darkness.
这里的渊面黑暗不是表面上的物质上。
If it's referred to our heart,
它 它是在反映我们的内心。
If a human heart is far from God, they have full of darkness.
如果一个人的心他离神非常遥远，他就是全面都黑暗。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我们请翻到马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 22.
马太福音第六章二十二节。
Matthew 6:22.
马太福音六章二十二节。
Let's read together.
我们大家一起读。
One, two, three.
The eye is the lamp of the body. 你的眼睛若嘹亮，
your eye is clear,
全身就光明。
Your whole body is full of light. Verse 23.
二十三节。
But if your eyes is bad, your whole body is full of darkness.
光若黑暗。
So if the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?We know that if a person is blind, he cannot see any light.
我们知道，当一个人是瞎眼的，那他就看不见任何的光。
Physical blindness is very pitiful.
非常可怜。
But if a person has another darkness, it's called a spiritual darkness.
但是如果一个人是属灵的心眼瞎了
，that is even worse.
那就更糟了。
What does the spiritual darkness mean?
什么是属灵的心眼瞎了呢
？You don't know God, you don't know the truth.
因为你不认识神，你也不认识真理。
You don't know the light.
你没有看见过光。
And you live in darkness.
你住在黑暗里。
This means you live in sin.
你住在罪恶里。
For the past few weeks, I think the news is full of negative news.
我想过去这几周的新闻是非常黑暗的。
There was a very famous billionaire before.
从以前有一个很有名的亿万富豪。
But now he's dead.
他已经死了。
When he was alive.
在他还活着的时候
，He did terrible, terrible things.
他做很多很糟糕、很可怕的事情。
He sexually abused or indulge or entice young girls.
他性侵还有拐卖很多的年轻女性。
And use money to entice a lot of underage girls to have immoral sexual relationship with him.
他用钱来引诱很多的未成年少女跟他发生关系。
Not only that.
不只是这样
He uses money and power to gather all the other rich people.
他用钱还有权势来联系很多的上流阶层的人
including former presidents.
就连前任总统都不例外
many billionaires.
也有很多的亿万富翁
many politicians.
很多政治人物
entertainment industry people.
还有演艺界的人
even scientists.
还有科学家
Hey, those people when they're on the news, they all look a veryvery high standard or very noble person personality. Even prince from the UK.
就连英国皇室的王子都在其中。
Wow, it looks like if you don't know this, if you look at the newspaper, all of these are very elite, very outstanding people in the world.
如果我们单看表面，我们刚刚提到的这些政商界还有权贵，他们在新闻上面看起来都是非常专业、非常令人信服的。
They are smart.
他们非常聪明。
They are rich.
很富有。
They have influence.
他们也很有影响力。
They have contributed to the society.
他们并且对这个社会也有很大的贡献。
But there's only surface.
但是只是表面上。
The true person is in the heart. Nobody can see clearly.
真正的人就住在他的心里，没有人看见。
But things exposed.
但是这件事被翻开之后。
Look at the file when the file got open.
我们看看这个档案被曝光。
Everybody nodded their head.
每个人都摇头了。
Wow, they are so corrupted.
哇，这个世界多么的堕落！
The famous people are so corrupted.
有名的权贵是多么的令人不齿。
Well, even though you get rich, you become very famous, doesn't mean you become good.
就算你很富有，就算你很有权势，不代表你是个好人。
If you don't know God, the more money you have, the more power you have, you become even more corrupted, more immoral.
就算你是最有钱的人，但是你不认识神，你也会成为最糟糕、最罪恶的人。
And become a monster, become a devil.
成为魔鬼，成为恶兽。
Well, it's not because they are devil, but they are controlled by the devil.
并不是说他们本身是魔鬼，而是他们的心被魔鬼所控制。
Because they live in darkness.
因为他们住在深渊里面。
Well, not only those high-end people are like this.
并不只是这一些上流社会的人。
Right, I watch a documentary in BBC.
我看到 BBC 的纪录片。
Wow, saying that in China.
他们说在中国。
Lot of hotel, they have hidden cameras.
很多很多的饭店，他们都有藏着偷窥的相机。
It's a criminal network. Lot everywhere, lot of places have hidden cameras.
是犯罪集团所设下的，很多地方，酒店、饭店、旅馆都有装着相机。
Then why they put up those cameras there?
那为什么他们要装相机呢
？Because there are so many people, ordinary people, they are interested in watching those things.
因为很多普遍的民众，他们喜欢偷窥别人。
They're hiddenly watching their phone in their house. They like to watch those things.
他们偷偷的在家里上网看别人的生活。
They can pay a lot of money to watch those things.
他们也可以付钱付费进去观赏。
Wow, so the world is full of darkness.
所以这个世界是充满了黑暗。
Just like the time of Noah.
就像挪亚那个时代。
What do you know? What the time of Noah? The Bible describes.
你知道挪亚那个时代，圣经是如何描述他们的吗
？Before God destroyed the world, what is that like?
在神。毁灭他们那个世代之前，圣经是如何描述的
？Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6。
我们请翻到创世纪第六章。
Chapter 6 verse 5。
第五节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 5。
创世纪六章五节。
One, two, three。
耶和华见
人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。And every intent of thought in their heart was only evil continually. All they were thinking at that time in Noah is evil, evil, and evil.
在挪亚那个时代，人们心里所想的除了恶还是恶。
Jesus said, "We now at the end time is just like the time of Noah."
主耶稣说，我们现在的末世就像挪亚的时代。
The whole world is full of darkness.
整个世界渊面黑暗。
But that doesn't mean that there's hopeless.
但是不代表失去希望。
When the world is so empty, so formless, so darkness, something came in to change everything.
当这个世界充满空虚、混沌、渊面、黑暗的时候，有一个人来改变这个世界。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 1.
我们翻到创世纪第一章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 3.
第一章第三节。
And to 3.
神说
Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And then God intervened. God started to do something.
神插手了，神来做一点事
Because this is not the way that God wanted it.
因为这不是神要的世界
God doesn't want a void, doesn't want confused, doesn't want formless and darkness.
神不喜欢空虚、混沌、渊面、黑暗
God intervened.
神插手了
God said, let there be light.
神说要有光
Wow, that is the first statement God ever said in this world.
这是神对这个世界第一句话
And the most powerful statement.
是非常有能力的一句话
Because that's changed everything.
因为它改变了一切。
Without the light, all these things will not happen continually.
如果没有光，接下来的事情不会发生。
Without light, there will be no other creation fill the world.
没有光，也没有接下来的所有被创造的人跟动物。
Without light, all the things created cannot be sustained.
没有光，就算有东西被创造出来，也没有办法持续下去。
Without light, the world will be lifeless. There's no life.
没有光，这个世界就没有生物。
And they'd be so empty and so cold.
会非常的寒冷，非常的空虚。
Wow, that light is so special.
所以这个光是非常特别的。
But what is that light?
那这个光是什么呢
？Now, brother and sister, that light is not the sunshine. It's not the sunlight.
这里的光不是太阳哦。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢
？Because the light of the sun and the moon have to wait until the fourth day.
因为到第四天才会有太阳、月亮、星星被创造出来。
Let's read verse 16.
我们来看第十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节
One, two, three. God
是神造了两个大
光 great light,
大的管
The greater light to cover the day
又照
众星 And the lesser light to cover the night He make the star also So that is on the fourth day
所以这是在第四天
So Genesis chapter 1 verse 3 When God said there is let there be light It's not the sun or moon or the star No, nothing physical
所以这个地方创世纪第四一章第三节讲的光，并不是代表太阳、月亮、星星。
Is spiritual light
是神的灵光。
The light from God
是神自己本身的光。
Well, not only is full of energy，
不只是它充满了能量
，but also full of hope and power，
也充满了能力跟希望。
Wow, this light is full of energy for sure。
所以这个光是充满了能量的。
We know that without energy, nothing can grow。
我们知道没有能量，没有生命，一切都无法生长。
If you study physics，
如果你读过物理
，We know that energy can only be transformed to another form。
我们知道唯有一个能量才能转成另外一种能量。
But you cannot create energy from nothing。
你没办法从一无所有当中去创造出一个能量。
But only God can do it。
只有神才能这样做。
Without energy, God gives energy。
在一个没有能量的情况下，神给了他的能量。
But this is not only the physical light, physical energy.
所以这不只是物质上面的能量。
This is a spiritual energy, spiritual light.
这是属灵的能量。
This is a prefiguration.
这是一个象征。
In the world full of darkness, full of sin, full of the power of the devil.
在这个世界上，魔鬼的力量充满了，所以就有黑暗。
When it seems that the devil controls everyone，
在这个罪恶当中，魔鬼来控制人类。
When it seems that the world has no hope，
看起来这个世界是没有希望的。
But God sent hope，
但是神为我们带来希望。
And that hope is brought by Lord Jesus Christ，
这个希望是从主耶稣而来。
Let's turn to John chapter 8。
我们来翻开约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8。
约翰福音第八章。
Verse 12。
第十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 12。
约翰福音第八章十二节。
Let's read together。
我们大家一起读。
One, two, three。Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. The one who follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. This is the very important proclamation.
这是很重要的宣告。
That Jesus, when he came to the world,
当主耶稣来到世界上，
he said, I am the light of the world.
他说，我就是世界的光。
Wow, you know, without light, we don't know where we are going.
没有光，我们都不知道要去哪里。
Lot of brothers and sisters shared this before.
有很多弟兄姐妹这样分享过。
Wow, after I believe in Lord Jesus Christ,
在我信主之后，
I know the meaning of life.
我终于知道人生的意义。
I know my direction.
我知道我的方向。
I know where do I come from.
我知道我从哪里来。
And where I'm going.
还有要去哪里。
I have to go back to God.
以后我要回到神身边。
And a lot of brothers and sisters also testify.
也有很多弟兄姐妹这样做见证。
Before I know Christ, I was living in darkness.
在我认识主耶稣之前，我是活在黑暗当中。
You know, I cannot change myself.
我没有办法改变自己。
It is not about that all you wanted to change, you can change.
不是说你想改变自己，你就做得到。
For example, if you have addiction.
譬如说，你对某件东西上瘾了。
Addiction.
上瘾。
You are being controlled.
就是你被控制。
Well, addiction has all form of addiction.
有各种形式的上瘾。
Maybe video game addiction.
可能是这个电动玩具成瘾。
Phone addiction. You keep scrolling your phone, you cannot stop.
你没办法把手上的手机放下来。
Right. And sometimes you have a pornography addiction.
也有色情的成瘾。
Or online gambling addiction.
也有网络上的赌博
成瘾。Or sexual immorality addiction.
也有性行为成瘾。
Many different kind of addiction.
有很多很多的上瘾。
Sometimes you just think, oh, I just want to try harder, and then maybe I can break the addiction.
有些时候你自己知道不好，你想要停下来。
You feel so ashamed, but you cannot change it. You keep going back and going back and going back.
你觉得这很羞耻，但是你又止不住自己的欲望，又再回去了。
Well, because we are so weak.
因为我们非常软弱。
Because you are living in darkness, you cannot change it.
因为你就是住在黑暗里，你没有办法改变自己。
You are part of the darkness.
你就是黑暗的一部分。
But until you rely on God,
直到你依靠了神。
Because God is light.
因为神就是光。
Jesus is the light of the world.
主耶稣就是世上的光。
When he was on earth, he approached those sinners, those who cannot help themselves or control themselves.
当他在世界上的时候，他就是去靠近那些没有办法改变自己的罪人。
Some were sinners like prostitute.
有些罪人像娼妓。
Some were like a tax collector.
像税吏。
Some cheat people.
他们去欺骗人。
So all kind of people who are so marginalized.
很多人都已经被社会边缘化了。
They cannot help themselves.
他们也没办法改变自己。
But when Jesus come to their life.
但是当主耶稣踏进他们的生命。
When Jesus talk to them.
主耶稣跟他们说话。
When Jesus tell them the truth.
主耶稣告诉他们真理。
When Jesus pray for them.
主耶稣为他们祷告。
And later, when they receive the Holy Spirit,
之后当他们得到圣灵，
wow, they have the power to change their life 100%.
他们就开始得到从圣灵来的能力，百分之百能够改变自己。
Because Jesus said, "If you follow me, you will not walk in darkness."
因为主耶稣说，跟从我的就不在黑暗里面走。
You cannot walk it out by yourself.
你没有办法自己从黑暗里面走出来。
You have to follow Jesus.
你必须跟着耶稣。
And that is the light.
跟着耶稣的光。
Today, dear brother, sister, and friend,
今天亲爱的弟兄姐妹，还有我们的好朋友。
That light is already in front of you.
这道光已经在你的眼前了。
Just like you see the sunshine here, you feel good.
就像今天你被太阳洒在身上，你会觉得心情很好。
When you walk on the road, you'll not fall.
因为你走在街上，你不怕跌倒。
When Jesus' light shines upon you,
当主耶稣的光照在你的身上，
you will not be the same.
你就跟以前再也不一样。
You will not be empty anymore.
你不会再空虚。
You will not be confused or formless.
不会再混沌。
You are not living in darkness anymore.
你不会再住在黑暗里。
Do you want to follow the true light?
你想要跟从这个真光吗？
Let's sing hymn.
我们一起来唱诗。